Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show on iHeartRadio, your place for fun, informative, weekly car talk.
Well, welcome back. We're going to join Mr. Armstrong at the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. I think they are still in New Braunfels. So Don is in his Speedo out there at Schlitterbahn.
He just dropped.
Uh-oh. And we just dropped him. So there he is. He's back. Oh, no, just dropped him. So we'll get Don back here in a second. He has joined the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. He drove out there Thursday night
morning
to Victoria.
Then they went to Shiner, and then they went to New Braunfels because they did the Shiner Brewery Tour.
And then last night they did the American Graffiti at one of the drive-in theaters in New Braunfels, and they bought out the whole drive-in theater.
Well, my understanding is there was 300 vehicles for this event, for the Hot Rod Tour, and then there's two other venues of the drive-in in that park. So there's actually three different screens for three different types of organizations.
Oh, but I thought all three screens were showing American Graffiti.
No, they only had it for one.
One of them? Okay. So Don was sitting alone in his car watching American Graffiti.
is he back on yet?
No.
But he soon will be.
I'm working on it.
I'm sure he knows the struggles we have with Zoom and Mars.
Thank you.
Whiz.
And where are they off to next?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he'll tell us.
Yeah, well, when he gets back.
Well, I was hoping that he would. Yeah, I just got to get him back.
And then they finish in Fort Worth at a museum in Fort Worth on Sunday. And then from there, they're sent on their way.
They're doing the drag strip today, I think.
Oh, you're right. They're doing the drag strip up near Waco somewhere.
He showed me his helmet. It's a nice helmet he got. Yeah, very nice.
And he's going to run?
Yeah, he's going to.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to do any hard launches, which makes sense, you know, that you don't want to be doing any
half shaft
5,000 RPM launches in a 2001 Corvette.
Things tend to break.
But things can break when you're beating on a car. It doesn't matter if it's brand new or if it's 22 years old.
And $3 a mile from there to here is, you know, outrageous.
Yeah, Haggerty will tow it, but they might not tow it for free that far.
Yeah. Exactly.
But there's supposed to be a pretty big crowd of people. And if you follow Hot Rod Tour of Texas on their Facebook page, there have been a number of dropouts already.
Really?
Yeah, I think one guy dropped out because he dropped a rod out of the bottom, of his engine.
That's the real dropout.
That's the real dropout. And then, you know, when you have that kind of collection of, there's a pretty decent collection of what I'll call rat rods that are there. You know, those custom built oddities, for lack of a better phrase, and that's not disparaging rat rods. But you know, sometimes they aren't really designed to go
unique
500, 800 miles on a trip. They're kind of more short runs.
And I'm sure there's people joining them as the route goes through.
Each city will get more people and some people will drop out because some people aren't going to go, Friday to Sunday. They might just go Friday and Saturday and drop out, and then people pick up Saturday and Sunday.
And he'll tell us all that when we get him back on. But I talked to him yesterday, and he said that some of these towns, the town folks came out and lined the streets to watch an actual car show.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day. Big parade.
And then he also said that in some of these towns, the police came out and gave them priority movement through the town.
Right.
Where, you know, they had kind of shut the cross traffic
and waved
off
them through
the lanes,
red lights and things. Yep.
Which makes sense because when you're moving, let's say, you know, they say 300 cars. Let's say there's only 200 cars. You're moving 200 cars through a town. I've done that on some cruises. Well, you were on one of them.
Absolutely.
And it probably wasn't even 50 cars on it. When you get stopped going through that town, you can kind of get some separation
and the
line gets long.
It'll be, you know, next year it'll be bigger and better. But there are towns in Texas that folks don't even know about that they're going through, that little tiny, like we said, one traffic light towns that are just gorgeous, gorgeous little hometown, like Mayberry RFD or something. You know, those type of facility or those type of towns going through Texas.
You can smell Aunt B making
making cookies
as you drive through town. And
the mothball cookie.
A long you line and, at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, and if you're exactly. speeding going through town, Barney's going to pull you over, and you're going to spend the night with Otis.
Oh, that wouldn't be, that'd be fun, spending the night with Otis.
Well, you notice how happy everybody is in Mayberry RFD. You
it's
know why?
Because they're not married.
Except Otis.
Otis.
The town drunk is the only one that's married.
True.
And maybe now you know why he's the town drunk.
There you go.
So, no Don yet?
No, I sent him the link to call in if he was having video problems.
Where is he?
They, New Braunfels. I don't think they've left. Well, no, they're probably
they
just
leaving.
Now leaving.
Yeah.
Well, and what happened to me yesterday talking to him was, because I had called him as they were starting to leave Shiner at like 1 o'clock, and I think everybody's on their phone calling home to say, hey, we're leaving.
And there's one China. Tower.
Yeah, and there's one tower. So I think the tower just gets over.
With all the empty beer cans around it.
Or it's built out of empty beer cans.
Well, some of those little towns are going to have, you know, more sparse RF out there.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And, you know, they are taking basically the two lanes going back through everything. They're not getting out on the highway. They're out in the toolies. So
oh, you're definitely going to lose it. Especially if there's some hills and so forth.
Yeah. Valleys. Hills and valleys.
And Hot Rod Tour Texas, this is the inaugural run of the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. And I'm assuming that Bobby Sparkman and crew will do this again next year because they've had such a good turnout for this year. And, you know, can they move it around different parts of Texas? Oh, absolutely they can. You know, because they're really not going through hill country, you know, so it's not like it's Fredericksburg and going through right. some of the twisty roads there. Or for me, because I've done a lot of them, the twisty roads out in East Texas.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, that's all forestry and all that. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun drives out there, but you're long ways between gas stations.
And I think they'll probably start in Victoria because don't they live down there? Yeah.
So how many years they've been doing this?
This is the first year.
Oh, first year.
Yeah. And it's kind of. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what great success they're having.
Yeah. It's kind of a play on the Hot Rod Power Tour, but it's better because it's all Texas.
Well, where else can you drive 12 hours except
still
for like
in
Philadelphia or Pennsylvania? And, yeah, still being.
Well,
same
you could
state.
Be caught in traffic in Houston for 12 hours.
Well, that's
true.
Yeah,
so driving
that's across town.
Yeah,
and Don would be flying overhead.
Yeah,
but
you can wave at him.
Don is doing short video vignettes.
I had to
look that word
fancy,
up.
Huh?
Now I need
on our Facebook page.
Go out for some snails later.
Two escargot, 2-3 minute long videos of where he is and what's going on and how the tour is progressing. So I know he did Thursday, did three of them yesterday, and I'm sure he'll do some today as the internet allows. But you know, like David said, he's a bit out in the boonies, and maybe the internet might not allow as much. But you
plus
would think
he's
New Braunfels,
driving. I mean, if he's on the once he starts. His position starts moving. Now he's got to drive. He's got a manual gearbox. He's got a 6-speed over there he's got to deal with.
So the video may be shaky if he's got it in
the
shift
rolling,
hand.
You know, going from 1 to 2.
Talking on the phone.
3 to 4.
Trying to hide from the cops as you're on the phone. And Don's the traffic guy, right? Yep.
Yeah.
We're flying over another distracted driver here.
Going the wrong way.
Right.
I guess we should have gave him one of those windshield mounts so he could put his camera phone up there on that.
Well, he had one yesterday, and he was on the move, and it was facing him, and then there was a point where he pointed it forward where you could see. I was going to give him bust his chops about it, but I left him alone.
He has control. He's a professional.
That's what he keeps telling us.
David just looked at me.
It's not nice to lie.
Eyebrows raised.
We now have a ministry of truth, so be careful.
Oh, that's right.
They're going to be coming after you for disinformation.
I'm telling
you. You can put that on Twitter, but you can't tell the government. So, again, like we mentioned in the open, Gulf Coast Auto Shield and John Gray prepped Don's car for the Power Tour, or for the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. And Don says he's had a lot of comments about how good his car looks and asking him whether or not it had recently been repainted. And it hasn't. It's still the original paint on that 2001 Corvette. Just it's been ceramic coated and retreated a couple of times. So it looks
spectacular. And he keeps it under cover.
Oh, absolutely. He came over Thursday to drop off Suze, because she's not here today. She's at my house.
She's vacationing.
Vacationing.
Well.
And he said, you got to take a look at this. It was just gorgeous in the driveway. And then, of course, he's got everything in its place in the trunk area.
Mr. Anal Retentive.
You know, with his little cooler, his chairs, his helmet. Everything was like at a purpose, at a place. It's a good looking. And plus, he's got the new headlights and all that LED stuff.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, it is. It's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was.
And Don, again, drives a 2001 black Corvette, gray leather interior in it. And he's got a 6-speed on the LS1. He's done a couple of minor mods, nothing major. I keep telling him to put a supercharger or something on it. He's unwilling to do that, but he did a shifter, short throw shifter, did the LED headlights.
Yeah, we did the Hurst, yeah.
And he said the LED headlights made a huge difference in the nighttime driving, because the LEDs give you a white light versus
the blue tint.
Incandescents that give you a yellow light, or the halogens that give you
the blue.
The blue, yeah.
Yeah, that is a big difference. But the car was nice when he got it.
To start with.
And right. He has just not only improved on it, but maintained that the virtue of the car, C5. So, yeah.
Well, and it's got a newer set of wheels on it. He just recently put tires on it. And
he had all the fluids, the trans, and all that serviced.
Over at Superior.
Yep.
Carolina Serratos.
Yep.
And he bought the car from Greg Enders, mm-hmm. Erica Enders' dad. And we do want to give a huge shout out to Erica and her team there at Elite for the victory last weekend at Baytown, the final NHRA event at Baytown. And Erica won the gold there. And
she's in a points lead now, isn't she?
Yeah, she's in
the
points lead.
Four-time could be, you know, don't want to jinx it, but, you know, it's looking good.
On her way to looking the fifth. Good. And then we really enjoyed last weekend out at Baytown.
It was a blast.
It was a fun, it's always a fun event to go to. And we were treated like kings, Seth Angel and his crew out there. And Juanita, who's the catering manager out there at the Top Eliminator Club, did a real nice job of making sure we were
and
well
And the
cared
place
for.
Was packed. It was
it
people
was
everywhere.
Wall to wall to
everywhere.
Wall.
But it was controlled. No one was out of hand. Everybody was friendly. You know,
traffic was a little tough getting in and out.
Yeah. Well, getting out wasn't bad. Getting in was
getting
little,
in was
little tough,
real bad.
Little tough.
And I think that was just the jam up that was happening at the gate. I believe it was the first time they had charged to park out there.
Yeah.
And the charge to park was purely credit card. They didn't take any cash.
Really?
So if you didn't have a credit card with you, you had to do something else.
Go park somewhere else, not on property.
And turn around and leave.
No, I think some people actually went out and bought a Visa gift card so they can come back in and park. And you can kind of understand why they don't want to handle that much cash in today's environment. You know, you don't want some guy out there collecting, you know, he's got $4,000 worth of cash on him, and somebody comes up and collects back all at once. So running it on credit cards made good sense. But there wasn't an empty seat in the house.
Yeah, it was great.
It was full.
Either camping area. I mean, but to that point, too, when you're going through all the vendor stands and the merch areas, it was all controlled. You know, you stand in line for two or three people, and you buy your whatever, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Even the concessions. There were lines, yes, granted, but they weren't that long. I mean, it went really quick. So,
yeah, and then I went down to the campgrounds. A friend of mine who is probably one of the top techs in the city, Jason Traggart, he works down at Beck and Maston South. I've known Jason probably coming on 25 years now.
Hmm.
He had a camper on the almost to the finish line right there where when – Whose car, the funny car, blew up?
That was
up.
Ashley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Justin Ashley?
No, he was Top Fuel. But somebody's funny car kind of blew up right in front of him. And the body, it was on Saturday at qualifying. And the body kind of split in half and stuff was raining down.
I actually have the race on tape.
That happened right in front of his area. And he says you could feel the boom.
The concussion?
The concussion when the engine blew up.
Wow.
But a big shout out to NHRA, to Toyota. And Toyota Gazoo Racing, we really want to thank them for sponsoring us coming out there. and it was great to be. And Jeff's got
Jeff's got the T-shirt to prove it.
Either that, or he's trying to show us his nipple rings. I haven't figured out which.
Well, I didn't wear them today.
And then this weekend, NHRA is at the Four Wide in Charlotte, and that's Four Wide's always an interesting race because four cars race. And two advance until you get to the finals, and then four cars race, and they finish.
I'm not a big fan of that. In fact, I think the consensus of most of the drivers, they're not big fans either. They'll talk to you in private about it, but, you know, publicly they'll say, oh, yeah, Four Wide, great, yeah. But
well, I think it's a bit of a mind meld trying to figure out now I have four staging lights to pay attention to, and which lane am I in, and which light am I? So I think early on it was a bigger issue. I think they've kind of figured it out now.
Fine-tuned it.
But it's – well, they haven't really changed the way the Four Wide runs, but I think the drivers have kind of figured out the lighting and the staging of it. But I still think there's some confusion goes on if you're not used to it, and all of a sudden you roll up and there's four staging lights, and you're like, well, am I one, two, three, or four? And did I just roll in? Did I just deep stage? Oh, force deep staged again. And you're thinking about that, and the light goes green, and you're still sitting there while John deep staged you.
Okay.
Which is why he does that, is to distract you. And he openly admits that.
Have you ever been deep staged?
No comment.
Okay. Do we have Don?
Did we get Don back?
He's doing 70 miles an hour down the road, trying to keep up.
Oh, okay. So he won't be back on then at that with that.
It's a little challenge to hold the phone, maybe downshift, upshift.
Put your beer down. Grab the phone.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Beer was yesterday at Shiner. I always laugh at him when Sparkman said their first stop was going to be the Shiner beer place. I'm like, oh, great thing for a cruise of cars. Performance cars to stop at the beer place.
Well, it was after breakfast.
First.
It was after breakfast.
I think Don's tour was at 11 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
Shiner.
Well, that's great. Good stuff.
And then while we talked a little bit about racing, like I said, NHRA this weekend is Four Wide at Charlotte. NASCAR is at Dover. Next weekend, NASCAR will be at Darlington. And the weekend following that is NASCAR will be at Kansas. Now, I've been to the Kansas track.
I've been there many times.
And pretty common mile-and-a-half track.
Mm-hmm. Cookie cutter.
Yeah, very, very cookie cutter. Doesn't have the amount of banking they do at Texas, so it's not quite as fast. I think Texas is pretty high-banked.
My understanding is Texas is a scary track. With the banking and the speeds they can, you know, top out at even further, is that it's
Texas is a fast mile
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, a fast mile and a half. And they say, depending on what you're running, like the NASCAR or maybe the open wheel Indy cars,
yeah. Well, they,
it's scary stuff, they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, the open wheels, they say yeah. they're pushing close to 200
yeah.
on that. Mm-hmm. And that would be quite scary.
Yep.
And then also next weekend is the inaugural Formula One in Miami. Now, I still haven't figured out how they're going to do that because that kind of came on the schedule, I think, late. But I guess Miami's all excited for it. Now,
talk to the hand.
And now kind of the conversation is that they need to do three events in the United States with COTA, Circuit of the Americas, out in Austin, with Miami, and now bring Formula One back to Indianapolis, which would make sense.
They need to run it through the streets of New York.
Well, they do the Formula E through the streets
right.
of New York, but I won't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also this weekend at Laguna Seca is IMSA is going to be at Laguna Seca. And then on May 15th, IMSA is going to be at Mid-Ohio. IndyCar is at Birmingham this weekend. And on the 14th, IndyCar is at the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, where they'll run the road course in reverse at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then the big daddy is the Indy 500 is May 29th.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then our friend Gina Child Knowles, she will have her Gulf Coast Racing Series here in Houston out at Houston Motorsports Park, and that is off of Beltway 8. Their season opener is July 2nd. Their season opener is July 2nd, and then they'll also have another race on August 6th and September 10th. And it looks like we have – Don might be back with us. Let's see. Hi, Don.
Can you
hear
us?
How you doing? Can you hear us? We can't hear you. Hi, Don. He can't hear us. Well, turn your volume up.
Is he unmuted?
Turn off your radio.
Well, we heard it earlier. We did a nice test, and everything works.
O-N-O-F-F switch.
On. You're muted, so what did you say?
I was wondering if we had him over there. He does something over there.
Does something.
He has to turn the sound on to Zoom.
Okay.
Turn to Zoom.
Oh, anyhow, there's Don. We can see him. He's, he's talking to us.
He is cussing a storm up. Look at that.
We can't hear him. Do you see audio over there on the screen?
Yeah, it says he's got.
Is he unmuted?
All right. Well,
here's Mike. Unmuted.
Blink twice if you can hear us. Uh-oh.
Mike and his never-ending audio issues.
He just shifted gears.
Yeah. He just went off the bridge.
So, again, Gina Child Knowles is bringing asphalt racing back to Houston. And we are – where are you at? What are you giving me?
I was telling you, we got features and headlines coming up.
Yep. So we will get on to
doing
a little bit of our headline stories that are out there.
You want to do automotive news?
Yeah, I think you have some recalls to talk about.
All right, let's do recalls. I've got that. Got it right here. Give you a break on that. So the most current recalls, this is by the NHTSA, which is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They're telling us today that the aerial device pivot points improperly lubricated, and that is on, what is that on?
Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes. And then we've got unsecured ground connection bolt, Mercedes from 2021 to 2022. The next one would be a Mercedes, an inoperable rear view camera display, but that's ongoing. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, different, and they can't get the parts because they can't get Mars his parts.
Well, they're
trying to
get Mike's his first, and then they're going to do the Mercedes next.
Yeah, right.
The United States saw a record number of automotive recalls in 2021 as far as the total number of recalls, but it was on fewer vehicles. So that's an indication that many vehicles had multiple recalls on them. The U.S. Individual recall campaigns reached a record high of 406 recalls in 2021 compared with 317 in 2020, while the total number of vehicles dropped from 21.6 million from 28.9 million.
Wow.
And that doesn't count the Takata airbag and the GM ignition switch recalls.
Yep. And then they've got wiring under seat not secured properly, frayed passenger seat belt buckle wires. We've talked about that before. That's still ongoing for the 2018 to current, actually 2018. And then missing welds may cause shock absorbers to separate.
That sounds like a loss
in
of control.
2022 models. We're talking, well, that was Lexus. I'm sorry. And then we got more Lexus coming up with stability control deactivated on startup. Those are 21 and 22 models as well.
And then Ferrari is going to recall vehicles globally, the 548 and the 588. For issues with the brakes, they forgot to put a vent in the master cylinder. So now as your brake fluid goes down, because as your brakes wear, the fluid replaces the pad wear. So the brake fluid normally goes down in your master cylinder. Well, it'll go down to a point, and then it kind of stops going down because it builds a vacuum inside the master cylinder.
So does that confirm a hard pedal? Is it a hard
pedal? No, it'll be a very hard pedal and a very sudden stop when you tag into something.
I got you.
Because the brakes just aren't going to apply the way they want. So Ferrari's repair for that is to put a vented cap on.
And we got one for Nissan, the Sentra. Headlight aim may be misaligned. So that's for the 2020 model. Volkswagen Atlas, missing fuel injector filler may cause fuel leak. And what happens?
A thermal event.
There you go. That's on the 20 and 21 models. There are a bunch more. You got Buick, Lincoln, Jeep, the Buicks involved, driver's airbag inflator may explode. Well, that's
only once.
Yeah, exactly. Head restraint cushion may detach on a Lincoln Aviator. Oh, boy. That's a neck injury there. Head restraints may not, or head restraints not welded properly on the Jeep Compass. That's
Things that aren't welded properly are not a good thing.
Going to blow up on you. And there's several others. You got Ford, and some other things going on. But we've talked about these in the past as well, and they're still ongoing.
And then there's always some news out there about what's going on in the industry. One of the pieces I took was the pay increase from 2020 to
2021. Oh, this is a good one.
To 2021 for Mary Barra, she went from $23.7 million a year to $29 million a year. She maintained her position as the highest paid CEO of the big three automakers in 2021.
Well deserved.
Ford, Jim Farley made $22.8 million, and then Carlos Traveras made $21.5 million, and she made $29
million.
What
do you have to do to get a million, several million dollar raise in a year? What do you got to do?
I have absolutely no idea, because I'm still trying to figure out what was GM successful at for 2021, so than they were in 2020.
You just said they had the number one paid CEO.
So that was successful for her.
That's a success. Yeah.
You got to be number one at something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
And what, introducing more EVs and toting the line of the government, or what?
Their focus is going to be EVs. General Motors announced a hybrid electric Corvette next year.
I saw that. It's in the
news. And then a full electric Corvette shortly thereafter, which, you know, I'm cool with the hybrid electric, because the hybrid electric is something that they're doing in Formula One.
Proven
technology.
They've
been doing for a number of years. And that is to give you a horsepower kick or a boost at certain drive moments to make the car more powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's great, but it still has an internal combustion engine. The full EV Corvette is going to be a beast. It's going to be fast and furious, but it's still, are they going to call it a Corvette, or are they going to call it something else?
Well, my question for that is, since it's a Corvette, there's not much room in it. Where are you going to put all the extension cord?
Oh, well, I think there's going to be plenty of room for the battery, because when you take out the engine out of the rear of it and the drivetrain switches around, and be probably very easy to put a all-wheel drive system on it as the new electric Corvette.
It'll be on a spool. You just pull it out.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to go all electric on the Corvette, why don't they make the body style like a 60 or a 59, and then make that the electric?
I think a 62.
62.
62 would be the one I would go after.
And then you make that the new 2024 or 3 or 5, whatever, Corvette. That would be cool. Instead of all this fancy.
The retro look?
Yeah, exactly. We're all retro here.
Probably not going to. Yeah.
That's just a thought. That's why I get paid $29 million a year.
The only one who isn't gray is David. And I think that's just because he uses Grecian Formula 16.
That's correct.
Some kind of sheen.
Funny car champion Ron Capps announced this week that he is switching from a Mopar product to a Toyota Supra, GR Supra. And he is going to be racing the GR Supra this weekend at the 4WIDE Nationals. He had been in a Mopar product for quite some time. Okay. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Take a break. Here we go.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast, tacos, and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. The In Real Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family.
Now you'll have access to 24/7 Car Talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeartRadio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.